Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Friday show. My name is Mo Stewart. I'm sitting in for Neil Atkinson. I'm not sure entirely what he's doing, but I'm sure it's something much more worthwhile than being with you. But I am here. It's a brand new season, so maybe time for a little bit of optimism, a little bit of a shake-up of things. I've got Jim Johnson, I've got Cam Rimmer, I've got Tez Osimhokwu, we're all with me, all hoping to start the season with a bang. We'll have to wait and see. Now, normally on the Friday show, particularly at the beginning of the season when we've got lots of people to talk to, we don't always talk about Liverpool straight away. We've got a couple of callers as per. We've got Robbie Scotcher talking about Palace. We've got Andy Middleton going on about West Ham. But seeing as we've got a few neutrals in the studio, I thought we'd have a brief word about Liverpool. Tez, I'll start with you. As Liverpool fans over here, we feel quite confident in ourselves, but I'm wondering how you are looking at it from afar. We've seen lots of people do their top league predictions, etc., and most of them have been Man City, Liverpool, Liverpool, Man City. Are you seeing either of those teams having a slight edge, or do you think it's going to be as tight as it's been for the last 3 or 4 years?
I think those two will still be the top two teams in the league. I think what will be interesting to see is how well both of those teams centre forwards can adapt to the league, the pace of the league, the style of play that both managers wanting to adapt, especially with Haaland, because him coming from the Bundesliga where it's more of a counter-attacking league. City, we know City like to dominate territory and possession, pen teams back. That'll be difficult for him to adjust initially. He'll still obviously score his 20, 25, 30 goals. A lot of them will probably be from cutbacks and crosses. For Liverpool, I think Liverpool will find it difficult in the immediate. I still expect them to blow away majority of teams just because I think they've relied on Salah and Mane for 4 or 5 seasons in a row, and not having Mane there, it'll be a lot for, you know, for Nunes or for Jota, whoever has to like step up and take his place. But I think both teams have got enough in their 11 to just continue, and the managers are relentless, so I expect those two to be the top two.